Amazing Grace. That was violinist Joshua Bell and a very cool saxophone player whom the computer will not name. And that's my introduction to my guest, Ben Heppner. Ben, what was your comment?
I loved that. I mean, particularly the sax section was really grooving. And I was just thinking to myself, it's cool, but mine is not as cool as that. But
it's
I think it's probably more exciting than that.
Because
I do a key shift in the third verse that'll just take your head off.
well, you've done a key shift, period, from Peter Grimes and Tristan to now singing gospel with the Toronto Mass Choir.
Yeah,
you've done a complete shift.
Well, you know, gospel isn't that far removed from me. That's what I sang growing up. My family is a family of singers. I went to church. We sang forever, you know, hymns, but also gospel songs. There's a lot of crossover between the two, you know, between Toronto Mass Choir and me. Now, there's a stylistic difference. There's a way of moving, and you know, the timing is a little laid back on the Toronto Mass Choir, and I'm probably a little. Oh, can I say it? I'm a little white in the way that I do things, but I'm learning.
Yeah, well, in opera, you can't rubato. You have to follow the conductor.
That's right. I have to be.
So you started Oh Happy Day is the name of the concert. It's the name of what has now morphed into a tour, and it started off as just simple freestanding concerts last summer in Alora and at the Toronto Summer Music Festival.
Exactly, and we had such a great response from that. That it sort of opened up a whole world of we've got six concerts in total. I don't know if I can name them all. We've got Ottawa coming up. Yeah, Ottawa. Markham is coming up on Saturday, and that's nearly sold. So jump on it if you want them on Saturday night, 26th. And then there's Kingston on the 1st. I think it's Chatham on the 3rd.
Yeah.
St. Catharines on the 10th.
Yeah.
And then I think what I'm missing, Mississauga on the 16th of February.
That's good. Your mind still works.
Well, yeah. That's only because I heard the information about 4 minutes ago again.
Well, Ben told me he actually had trouble getting tickets for friends at Markham because it's almost sold out. So if you want to go to the Markham concert at the Flatow Markham Theatre on Saturday, January 26th at 8 p.m., call the theatre, call the box office, 905-305-SHOW.
Bingo.
And get your tickets.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the program. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. We run about 2 hours, including an intermission. And so the choir has got a bunch of things. I think they do a bit of stuff. And I come on, I think I do I Ain't Got Time to Die. I think that's the first number I do with them.
Yeah.
And then I do a set. I do what I call the hand medley. So three pieces, each with the word hand in it. So
he's got the whole
Precious
world.
Lord, take my.
Yes.
And put your.
Yes.
And then he's got the whole world.
Yeah.
And kind of stuff like that. I'm going to do His Eye is on the Sparrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the eye medley.
We've got this boffo group of musicians.
Tell me about the choir. Tell me about the Toronto Mass Choir.
Well, the choir has been around, I think, for 30 years. This is their 30th anniversary.
Oh, and you've got instrumentalists as well.
We've got, you betcha. Oh, this is a grooving place.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's Joy Brown is the pianist, and Dan Cowan is on key in the organ. And I'm sorry, I've forgotten the guitars and bass and drums. But they are an amazing group of musicians, and
wow,
it's so much fun.
And the choir has 30 years of experience.
30 years, they are sounding so good.
And do you have to blend with them, or can you just belt it out and
I'm
have fun?
I'm a soloist.
And,
I never have to blend.
That's a good tenor comment. Yeah, always a tenor. What's an operatic tenor? Always an operatic tenor.
Well, but when you're a soloist, the point is to stand out from them.
Yes.
Now, and so I don't use the opera voice, you know, like, watch out or I'll use my opera voice on you.
Okay.
You know, you just try to find something that works. It'll be me, but... and in this situation, it's just what comes up.
This must be such a joy for you to just be able to sing and have fun after. I mean, not that opera is not fun, but it's a whole different discipline.
Well, I get this comment. Exactly. Well, I get this whole thing was, you know, is this you're coming back from retirement? Look, After you've sung Tristan and Meistersinger and Peter Grimes and Otello, this is retirement.
Ben Heppner, I love your retirement. Catch Ben and the Toronto Mass Choir in Oh Happy Day. There's a whole tour happening, as Ben said. The concert at the Flat O'Markham Theatre is coming up Saturday, January 26th, 8 p.m., almost sold out. Call the box office at 9.
Ottawa on the 25th. It's going to be a tough little weekend.
Yeah, I hope you'll have to just get through snow. he'll have his hand
right,
to get you.
I'm putting
through
winter
the
tires
snow.
On finally. I'm admitting it.
Yeah. Okay, Flat O'Markham Theater, 905-305 show. Ben Heppner, thank you so much for dropping by the Oasis and break a leg and all that stuff.
Consider it broken.
And here's a sample of you before retirement. This is Winterstürme, Winter Storms from Wagner's Die Walküre.
Thanks, Alexa.